In this video, we talk about dropping the flame. Dropping the flame means to pause whenever we're faced with conflict. It's the first step in this formula.
Now, have you ever noticed that when you lose it, as in get angry, you really do lose it? We're going to explain what we mean here.
When you get hot under the collar, when you start to go towards that slippery slide that takes you from, hey, I didn't appreciate what you just said, or whatever the thought may be, into conflict, this is where we try to learn how to pause.
Because what happens is that when you get angry, the other person responds to your anger, and the issue that you were trying to discuss is lost. So you really do lose it in so many ways when you lose it.
Then it becomes more about your anger and the upset that's being manifest in a relationship rather than the issue. So the issue gets lost and the new issue becomes the anger. That's how we go from a small upset into a full-blown conflict.
Yes, and then it becomes a cycle of attack and defend, attacking and defending my position.
And the amazing thing is that we think, this time's going to be different. This time I'm going to get the right words and she or he is going to respond to this wonderful gem of wisdom that I tried to explain to them when I was really upset.
In your dreams, I'm afraid.
Guess what? It's a sign of insanity to think that you're going to get a different result by doing the same thing repeatedly. So instead of going down that slippery slope, we're going to introduce you to ways to pause,
to put the brakes on.
Yeah, and we know that's not easy. People say to us, How do you do that when you're so upset? The first thing to do is to notice that it's actually happening. Now Think about that for a moment. It's be able to become the observer. You see yourself about to say things, to do things, to feel different emotions coming up, and you begin to learn how to recognize what's happening. You're moving into conflict.
So that awareness is the first thing.
So becoming aware is the first thing, and how to drop the flame. Dropping the flame, there's many ways in the ebook which explain that. We unpack many of them, but one really powerful way is to check in on your breathing. When we get upset, we start to get shallow in our breathing.
Sharp, short breaths.
Yeah. And there's no depth of understanding at that point. We're down the slippery slope.
So that's one very simple strategy. Another one that I like to use is a little bit of time out. I'll say to my husband, okay, let me just give me a bit of time out. Doesn't mean we're going to drop the conflict, or we're going to sweep it under the rug. It just means I need that little time to cool down.
And that drop of time, it may be a few moments. It could be half an hour. It could be later in the day. It could even be the next morning. Now, we encourage you, don't play around with that, or don't abuse the other person by saying, oh, I just don't want to talk to you. I'm going away. I need an hour. I need a day. I'll see you next week. That's not what we're talking about. It's talking about pausing for however long it takes for you to drop the flame. And back to that breathing exercise, just try it. Take one deep breath and allow yourself to be present in that moment and don't go further with the upset. And you'll be amazed, the brain chemistry starts to change and you can rationally begin to understand, this is not where I want to go. I want to find calmness and be able to respond possibly to your partner who may need some space, whatever the issue.
So that's just one technique that we've got. And in our ebook, we've got a whole lot of other techniques of how you can drop that flame.
So have fun practicing them, look at them and see what resonates for you.
And yeah, I was thinking they may even have their own way of dropping the flame, your own personal way that calms you down.
Yeah, so access that calmness as the first step forward, and we'll see you in the next video.